It's time now for Annie Dugan and Where's Art with Annie Dugan, one of the best parts of our Mondays here on KUMD. Howdy there, sunshine.
Good morning, Miss Lisa. It is a great week, as always, for arts in our Northland. I want to remind everyone, every Monday in December, I'm going to remind us that part of what makes our area amazing, unique, are the artists that reflect the voices and the character and just if you're a sommelier or a wine person, you'll know the word terroir. And terroir is basically the natural landscape and the earth and the water that makes the wine or whatever you are growing taste the way it tastes. It's all, you know, it's, there's a reason that wines are named after the place that they are made. They have the flavor of the place. And so when we think of the terroir of the Northland, the artists of our community are what are reflecting that. They're giving voice to the unique nature of our natural world, of our people, of our just of our culture, right? So it is so important to be supporting these artists. I think, you know, you get bombarded with ads from big box stores, and I think it's just always important to remind ourselves that the artists of our community are what make our community voice so strong. So think about artists like Sarah Brocky, who has who just illustrated a book called A Common Thirst. It's a partnership between her and
Gary Bolhauer, and it's almost as though we talked about it on Minnesota Reads.
Wonderful.
See how all of this kind of comes around and comes around?
It all comes together. It's a beautiful book. And I just think, and you can get it at places like Zenith Bookstore, which is another local store. So just always remember, you know, local KUMDs. I know this is not a pledge drive time, but
I appreciate your pointing out. I appreciate your pointing out that there are many options, of course, in public broadcasting in this community, but there is only one local option.
Exactly. And again, giving voice to the folks that live right here is what KUMD does. So I think that it just points out just this wonderful web that we have built and that we want to maintain. Every Monday you're going to be hearing that in a different way, hopefully. But this Friday, speaking of people talking about webs and the wonderful world of nature and art, Robin Wall Kimmerer, who is
I'm reading her book. It's amazing.
She's incredible. Are you reading Braiding Sweetgrass?
Yes.
Or which book? Yes. She's incredible. So it is a beautiful book, and she's going to be speaking about the natural world and art at the Minneapolis Institute of Art at MIA this Friday. She's giving a public lecture at 12 o'clock, so it's noon. It's over the lunch hour. You can take a Zoom break, a break from your regular Zooming, and do a Zoom with Robin Wall Kimmerer. She's going to speak about her book, about the natural world. And then afterwards, there's going to be a guided tour of the MIA's collection with her lens. We talk a lot about the interconnectedness between the science and art and the natural world and art. I think it is just, she distills that so well in the way that she talks about language. I mean, when we think about visual art, it's visual language, right? It's storytelling and emotional resonance through the visual world. Well, she talks about, there's my favorite chapter of Braiding Sweetgrass is when she talks about learning Ojibwe and just how that changes her perspective on the natural world, how it just, it changes her relationship with the natural world in such a powerful way. So I'm just excited to see how she brings in the visual arts as well for that. It is free, so you just have to go to MIA's website to get a ticket to go to that. And then on Saturday at 5 o'clock. We talk about, again, supporting local artists. There is a virtual art opening for Kelly Schomburger. She is a recent graduate of the Great Lakes Academy, which is Jeff and Brock Larson have been doing for just over 4 years now, a really amazing job teaching this tradition that they can trace back to the Renaissance. So they can trace their teacher's teacher, teacher, teacher back to folks like Michelangelo and others who were doing work that then they passed on and on and on and on. So they are teaching a new generation of students, and Kelly Schomburger is one of them. The title of her opening is Just the Beginning, which illustrates, you know, her recent graduation from that school. And she'll be talking about her work. She'll be showing you images. And I'll send the link over to Lisa so you can get set up on that. It's 5 o'clock on Saturday. You can get a hot cup of coffee and or a cup. I can't even say hot cocoa. I maybe need a cup of hot cocoa.
Oh, whatever it is, it'll be hot. That will be lovely.
Yes, that'll be the underlying tenor. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm liking it. Annie, yep. These are wonderful events that are coming up in the community, of course. And thanks so much for cluing us in on this. I realized I turned to my printer at some point over the weekend, my printer at home. And I had a stack about a quarter inch high. And I thought, what in the heck did I print? I pulled it out, tamped it, looked at it. Quotes from Robin Wall Kimmerer that I had begun collecting and went, oh, yeah. So I guess that she is somebody who really speaks to people. And I just love her very peaceful, very warm, very friendly. We're sitting here at a table, you know, maybe having a cup of coffee together, the way she comes across. Wonderful. Absolutely. Presentation coming up this weekend. So on Friday, rather.
Yeah.
Annie, thanks a million.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. Take care.
Annie Dugan this morning, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays on KUMD.